Welcome to the weekly We Are LA Tech Remix episode.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is John Jung with Brickwork, the co-founder. And we provide housing solutions. We're based out of downtown Los Angeles. Absolutely. So I grew up in Koreatown, Los Angeles, and I'm the co-founder of Brickwork. My partner, Alex Irvine, we met about 3 years ago. And surprisingly enough, it was based in on a client of mine who wanted to buy or purchase properties in Koreatown. They were looking at three triplexes, putting them together, wanting to get them permitted to build like 80 or 100 units, and had reached out to me and asked, okay, well, do you know what a developer would pay for this project? Do you have architects? Do you have, the team that you could put together? And at that time, I didn't. And to be honest, it was my first venture in real estate development, but was super excited to kind of dive deep into something I didn't know necessarily. And so that started the journey of Brickwork. I was referred over to Alex, and we met. And of course, he's a land use consultant in downtown LA. He put together the team, the architect, the financial analyst, and we kind of just figured out, well, to be able to determine all of this starts a journey where it's going to cost tens of thousands of dollars to each consultant. And so there wasn't a low cost way to find this information out. So we decided, here in lies an opportunity. Obviously, we have a huge housing crisis and unhoused population that's growing. So I think there's something here.
Who is your target market?
We kind of come from different backgrounds. I'm a mortgage or a loan broker, but I ended up also doing real estate. So I know both sides very well. While my partner Alex is a land use consultant, which just basically means a lot of these apartment and housing developers are hiring his firm to represent them throughout the hearing process, entitlement. It's kind of a journey in Los Angeles or any major city. And so he wanted to build some sort of quick way to provide these reports to developers. So I guess it's to developers and also real estate agents and brokers.
And Koreatown, I feel if you're local, you understand it's really dope. But I think it's not one of the first areas that comes to mind when someone's moving to LA, and especially for the tech scene, they think probably downtown LA, they think Santa Monica, they think Venice, but they don't, it's like they don't know about Koreatown. Can you tell us what the startup ecosystem is like in Koreatown and more about that area for everybody that isn't familiar?
Yeah, so I grew up there, and so it's just my hometown, surprisingly enough. So, but
with the best food in LA.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think as of recent, there has been some gentrification, which I'm very pro of, because I think Koreatown definitely needed to be introduced to non-Koreans or non-Asians on how awesome it is, food-wise, culture-wise, just everything in between. But looking at it, I would say from the point of a real estate, professional developer or investor, it's the natural neighborhood to want to grow an ecosystem, whether it's for tech or just housing in general, because it's so centrally located. It's, you're at the midpoint from Santa Monica and the West Side to downtown, but you're also kind of right there going from the valley on down and then obviously into South Bay or Orange County. So yeah, I love Koreatown. I'm really happy about all of the attention and whether that's for, you know, the culture and the food and housing. I think all of it was needed and required.
Hey guys, my name's Ed Beckel. I'm the founder of Glorify. Glorify is a Christian meditation app and soon to be more of a social network. Yeah, I mean, making time for yourself is so important and very easy to neglect. I mean, I certainly have, especially when things start kicking off for you and going well, everything in an awful way feels more important than you. You know, this dinner with this person that you can't believe wants to meet you, or this phone call, or, you know, trying to hire this person. Because like when you look at what you're building, it's like this, this is so much more than me. And so you can fall in this trap of consistently putting yourself second. And that's very, very dangerous. You know, it leads to what you were talking about there, whether it's depression or just kind of burnout. And it's, yeah, I mean, make a lot of time for yourself, but more so, I try and look at myself as this well, you know, and it's filled with unlimited, you know, creativity and energy, but you can't take it all out at once, and you've got to be careful and mindful with it. If you look at there's a million companies in that well. You know, there's a million things you can build, and you want to make sure that you pull the most out of it instead of, you know, going for everything right now and then losing out on all that you might be able to do later if you gave yourself more love, actually. The thing that I've learned is looking at Glorify and any other business that I have and saying, well, no, you know, I'm going to put myself first and I'm going to make sure I hit the gym and, you know, even if it feels like, come on, going to the gym is not more important than doing this phone call that you have to, like if you boil it down, it's not, maybe, but actually if you do that the whole time, the gym's definitely more important. So looking at I have to say this because it's really important to me about why I chose Glorify in terms of, you know, what I built next. But we raised a lot of money. You know, I've raised tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars, more than what's reported in the media, and a ton of that will come out very soon. But I look and I think, well, if I mess up and, you know, things don't go the way that I think they will, and I burn all this cash, I've burnt it doing something really incredible. You know, I've burnt it changing people's lives. And giving them that wholeness and connectivity through the products that, you know, that I'm putting out in this business. And that's amazing, because I'm not going to look around and think, uh-oh, I burnt all this money. And I didn't do anything that was a pure net positive for it. When I stop and I think about all of that, it takes me to a completely different place in my own centering. You know, is the pressure almost comes off. Like, yeah, you know, I want to build a gigantic business and I fully know that I will. But there's always that 0.whatever% inside of you that's just scared of not making it and letting all these people down who have backed me. You know, and when I stop and I think about the actual work that we're doing and who we're doing it for, I calm down. You know, it's like it's nothing's more important than you, yourself, and I know I'm doing it for the right reasons.
Hey, this is Morgan Williams. I work at Persephone as a senior data engineer. We do carbon management accounting platform, helping companies measure their impact and improve it. I'm in Santa Monica. Right now, like I said, I'm in a pretty, like, I'm very grateful to be where I am. Like, it's mind-blowing the level of people I get to work with. And I think I just like being able to, I guess for a long time, I've been looking at the whole digital nomad thing, and now I'm like able to do it kind of. And LA's home base, but this summer I'm hoping to go over to Europe and Portugal and just meet with more people there, kind of same thing, get to know people and their ideas. And just enjoy that energy. But as far as where I'm going, yeah, just building things with people and helping people make things happen. There's just so much that, you know, we would benefit from as a society, but like, I guess there's lots of sparks out there, and maybe it's my mind. Like I get all these sparks like, oh, this would be cool. This would be cool. This would be cool. But it's like, okay, how do you get the structure, get the thing that will sustain that spark so that it can grow?
For all the LA tech companies thinking about opening an office and choosing whether to, like, you know, as the pandemic resolves, we're going to open an office or we should stay remote. What do you recommend?
I'm a big fan of remote, as long as it's you can support it in a way that's actual remote, not just COVID remote, meaning better async communication, making sure that people are able to take care of themselves inside and outside of work, you know, fitness, community, all those things.
Can you share with us ways that async communication is done really well in a remote team for a remote culture?
I think is a broad concept. There's just sort of the overhead of time for planning and things, you know, like if you default to a 30-minute meeting every day for this, then like you're going to get a 30-minute meeting every day where you do stuff, but it's not a guarantee that you'll be producing value for that whole 30 minutes. So I guess it's nice. One thing that I've seen done is, you know, people are sending more like videos, like you can just do a quick little screen recording or like a video message to the team more for broader things. At least for me, that's nice because then I tend to overthink things a lot and I can like spend forever tweaking a doc. I guess one other thing I'd say is that the documentation will improve. You will have way better docs if you're communicating asynchronously because you can write it down. And that's not just something that's, you know, meeting notes. You can make it part of your documentation and you can get kind of like a 2-for-1 for that. So I'm still filling out a lot of the ways to improve async communication, but I think it just enables people to work at their peaks more, you know. Like we're not all productive at exactly the same times every day. And I think sort of maximizing those productive hours for every different person is more possible.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.